Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
It hadn't been forgotten, I do.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855. I can't stand it. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. A lot going on out there, a lot to keep up with. Right? But what I want you to do while you're sitting there, you know, Christmas is right around the corner. It's going to creep up on you hard and fast. And you're not going to know what to do with yourself. I'm telling you. Really. So, you know, get involved, get engaged, get informed, and then jump on it. Then go ahead and converse. Go ahead and engage, that kind of thing. Head over to MyPillow.com. MyPillow.com. You know why? Because Mike Lindell's been beating his brains out to make sure that, you know, guys like me have a way to make some money. The guys like me can, you know, hop on the air, let you know where to go, get some great deals with MyPillow. You get anywhere from 30 to 70% off if you head over to MyPillow.com, promo code Joe. Christmas, holidays, maybe Christmas isn't yours. I don't. Maybe it's Hanukkah. I don't know. But there's a lot of holidays coming up. Mine is Christmas, obviously. And so right now, you've got all kinds of deals on the slippers. It used to be $149. I think they're down now, what, $39, $49, guys? Pillows, pillowcases. We've got the pillows. We've got the sheets. We've got the towels. I mean, I use this stuff. I won't tell you to use something I haven't at least tried. So, MyPillow.com, promo code Joe, 30 to 70% off of any product. Now, you don't get the discount until you go to the shopping cart. So put your stuff in the shopping cart, punch in the promo code, and then look at it. If you're still not satisfied with the price, get out. Not a problem. Anyway, God bless, guys. I really do appreciate your support. No matter how it comes, I do appreciate your support. Brock Lurie, great guy. Used to have his own show out of Los Angeles. Got smarter than me and some others. Decided to get out of the business. And, you know, I don't blame him. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of headache, you know, when people come up to you in the street or other places and not very happy with you. I live in a community of about 300,000, which is a lot smaller than you think. Because some of you live in smaller towns, like, oh, my God, that's like a major city. Well, actually, no, it's not. So, anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time you're with me. All right, I want to get back to some of the stories that we didn't finish off, that I wanted to finish off, that I really never got to. And the dumb partner, right, the BLM activist accused of wrongly getting white student expelled just simply promote fat liberation. Now, this woman is large. Look at it. I'm fat. overweight, whatever makes you comfortable, you take the word that I use and you plug in the word that you like. I'm fat, okay? And it's not just because the government says I'm fat or obese or overweight or whatever the terminology is. Your body can only carry so much on its frame. Your body stay healthy with a certain fat level, if you would, right? Which you put in it, whether you are moving around or not. You are at a health risk when you're overweight. This is not brain surgery. You don't even have to graduate from high school to know this. You know it when you keep eating that junk and running around, and you can't run like you used to, and you can't even climb the stairs anywhere near like you used to. Matter of fact, even just walking slowly up the stairs, you got to stop every once in a while because you're sucking air so much. Doesn't make any sense. Diana Bryant, she announced on Instagram that she is participating with Dove to support fat liberation. God. Remember the Irish Liberation Army. And not that they agreed with them, but at least that made sense. They were rebels, if you would. They were trying to liberate what they believed was an oppressive regime over them. The only oppressive regime here is you putting too much food. Now, listen. I've gone through this before. I shouldn't have to say this all the time. If you have a medical condition, and some people do, where they can't lose weight and they can eat popcorn all day to gain 12 pounds, I get that. You're not the one I'm dealing with. You're not the one I'm talking to. But if you're one of those people that want to have 3 cheeseburgers, 2 32-ounce Cokes, and so on, there's no sympathy for you. You know what you're doing. But Bryant's been, praised for her work with Black Lives Matter. She got the Robert E. Lee statue taken down in Charlottesville. She also came under fire in recent months for her efforts to get a white student named Morgan Benninger suspended from campus. She claimed that Benninger referred to BLM protesters as good speed bumps in the summer 2020. Only later admit, ready for this, right, that she may have misheard her. No, you didn't. You tried to throw her under the bus. You tried to get her in trouble. The incident began in July of 2020 when Benninger mistakenly drove down the street where BLM protesters had gathered. She told Reason Magazine that she saw a dump truck partially blocking the road. But because the street was not completely blocked off, she continued driving when she realized the road was actually being blocked off from traffic. She said that she decided to park her car and to see what was going on. As she passed by Benninger, she said the truck driver began talking to her. And I'll tell you that conversation when we come back.
Because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life, unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert, filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless, dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly. Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried.
The left rear wheel, he was on.
I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855. Everybody loves a bass line. Stop complaining. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Show, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution, okay? And our hearts and prayers go out to those in Israel that are suffering tremendously. You want it, you want it. And listen, don't this happens every time there's a major catastrophe or something like this across the globe. Don't get sucked in to these organizations, these emails that you're going to get. You know, that we're trying to get 20,000 people out of Israel. We're trying to get this group out of, oh, and, you know, these kind of Christians that are locked in Israel. We need your help. $5, $10. You know, and these people are raising hundreds of thousands of dollars. And I'm going to tell you something. I got some bad news for you. None of it's going to Israel. None of it's going to get people out of Israel. Okay? So don't get sucked into that. If you truly want to give, even if you're not a Christian, go to the local church, go to the local synagogue, find out who's doing what, where, and how. If you see ads from organizations you know, like, I don't know, Red Cross or whatever, Jewish Defense League, anything that you know that the money will truly find its way to help them. Seriously. Anyway. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, did you hear about the millionaire who, I guess he was at the, I don't know whether it was New York or what, he was at the airport, though, and any of the fighters, you know, the IDF fighters that were going back to Israel to fight, he paid for their tickets in full. And he just stood by the counter. Every one of them that was going to fight, he paid for their tickets. That's why I wish I had a boatload of money, because that's exactly what I would do. I would do something along those lines. Anyway, we're talking about the BLM president who tried to get a student thrown out of school because the BLM people had a tendency of blocking off roadways. Like that was going to help, right? And the woman said something about they make great speed bumps. But that's not exactly what she said. But the BLM prez said, well, maybe I misheard her. Not slamming the desk. No, I heard what she said. This is what she said. And she should be, no, she, yeah, maybe I misheard her. Wow. After you've done all that damage. Isn't that cool? She flipped it, turned around, and she said, everybody should be talking about fat liberation. The idea of ending the stigma behind being overweight. What stigma is that? No, in all sincerity, what stigma is that? Is that when somebody you love or care about, or even somebody you don't even know, but they're into health, says, oh my God, at, you know, 425 pounds, that's not good for you? Well, and frankly, you should keep your mouth shut unless somebody asks you, but they're right. Not everybody's doing it to make you feel bad. Some people are telling you things maybe you don't know. When you're sweating walking from the front door of a restaurant to the 7th booth in, I'm thinking maybe you should stay home. Eat soup. Benji said that she was remembered telling the truck driver something along the lines of, it's a good thing that you're here because otherwise these people would have been speed bumps. Right? Basically trying to give the driver a compliment for protecting these people. Now, after all this went down, the truck driver went back to the school and backed up the remarks and said, no, that's exact. No, she said it was good that I was there. You see, and because the woman was with Black Lives Matter, she was believed. It's wrong. Morgan was then accosted by Black Lives Matter protesters after she turned down a road where they were demonstrating. When she called the police and started crying, saying that we were attacking her. The tweet was quickly shared, more than 1,000 people, blah, 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 blah. The fact that she had pro-police social media posts and her late father had worked as a police officer only seemed to make the people more mad. That's amazing. Oh, and she's this thin, pretty little white girl. So, of course, they had to go after her, right? She's everything that they hate. For no reason at all. She's just everything they hate. Now, Brian, I'm thinking, you know, herself filed a complaint with the university, to the student-run disciplinary system. She alleged that Bettinger had threatened students' health and safety by saying they were speed bumps, which she didn't say they were speed bumps. I love this. No, really, I think this is great. And I think we need to keep calling them out. We need to keep saying something about them. We cannot let them get away with it. You guys have got to stop. Well, you know, it's only one time. I can keep my mouth shut so it doesn't start anything. No, start something. Really, start something. We're never going to. As long as we keep playing by the Marcus Queensberry rules, the gentlemanly rules of war, we're going to keep losing. Right? Seriously. Fight for what you know is right. Don't let them get away with it. Don't back down. Okay, so you know the fight that's going on here in California with the trans kids. That right now it's being pushed that when a child comes out as transgender in the schools, the school is not allowed or perceived not to be allowed to tell the parents. And it's bouncing back and forth through the courts, federal and state courts, and that kind of thing. And what I love about this, again, is it's riling up the parents, it's showing where people stand. But here's an article on MSN. Now, I want you to think about this. Think about where they're coming from and what they're trying to push. The article's headline is, "Justice Prevails as Judge Delivers Powerful Blow to the School District's Plan to Expose Trans Kids." Are you telling me that these trans kids aren't exposing themselves in and around the school? See, the exposure isn't that the trans kid is being exposed to kids at school. It's to the parents. We don't want the parents to know that we're helping your child transition. Why? Well, because parents may not be. Parents may even hurt their kids. See, think about it. The crystal ball works so well, they're going to tell you what parents are hurting kids and what aren't. What percentage are we looking at? Joe Messina, your host. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Powdy Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S.
USA News Update. Gaza is getting pummeled by airstrikes as Israel prepares for a possible ground assault. The Israel Defense Forces say it's mobilized about 300,000 reservists near the Gaza border and are continuing large-scale strikes on Hamas's targets. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support and inform the families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news that any family can conceive of getting.
Steve Scalise is withdrawing from the race to become the next Speaker of the House. He announced at a conference meeting Thursday night that he'd be pulling out of the race following a day full of meetings with fellow Republicans. It appeared unlikely he would get the 217 members of his own party to vote for him on the floor, as a small number of conservatives appeared to block his path. Dave Collins, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
We are back. Coming to your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I always love when you're with me, and you know, we're just being involved and engaged, right? I mean, I love when you're there. I love when you pay attention. I love when we work together. You're sending me emails during the show. Yes, I love going on, right? in all sincerity, I really do. I very much appreciate the time that we spend together. I very much appreciate the time that you're involved, that you're engaged, that you're asking questions. Sometimes I miss stuff, man. I miss what somebody says. They may say something that's off or off color or just flat out wrong. And I love it when you guys are like, hey, did you catch that? Did you hear what that man said? Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the conversation. It makes you part of the solution that way. It really does. All right. We've got a lot happened. I got a lot to talk about, and I got very little time to talk about it. So, anyhow, yes. Trying to get a TV back on so I can catch the news feed, whatever. You know, Joey B. No. I'm not going to go there first. I could, but I'm not going to. I want to finish up a little bit here. So a judge in California has decided that it's okay. Not only is it okay, that we actually should, or the school district should, not tell the parents of a young child who's transitioning that the parents should know that they are, that they're going to be on drugs, that things are going to be taking, things are going to be doing. Matter of fact, Governor Newsom, who wants to be your president, has actually turned around and decided he wants, look at, he may not be saying it now, but he's doing it. He's going to run for president. And with the crazy stuff he's done in California, If he runs for president, I'm moving to Italy. I mean, if he makes it in. Because you're dead man walking. He doesn't care. He doesn't care at all. These are things to him that, you know, he hates religion, he hates God. Matter of fact, the reason they were able to beat him during the lockdown is he was allowing strip joints to open, but not churches. No, I'm not kidding. Right? So he's got these allowing these strip joints kind of like. So he said, well, when the major sports teams go back, I'll reopen the churches. So he thinks it's just a sporting event for us. He thinks it's just a whacked event that we're praying to something in the sky that doesn't exist. Why would you do that? Don't you represent all people? You still have so much going on right now. Somebody has to take a stand. Somebody has to speak up. I'm sorry, guys. I was thrown off a little bit because one of you, what are you, smart people? You sent me a follow-up. I guess Dylan Mulvaney was just named Woman of the Year. That can't be. Is that true? Somebody needs to check that out and get back to me on that. I mean, in all sincerity, if you don't know who, if some of you have been in a coma and you're just coming out, Mulvaney's the man that turned a woman that became Bud Light spokesman for a very short period of time. Right? And you think about this. Woman of the Year. I can't believe this. They have now, this is not the first time. So you look at transgender activist Dylan Mulvaney has been named Attitude Magazine's Woman of the Year. Yeah. You may remember him from the Bud Light debacle. Cost the beer brand billions of dollars. Knowing that my community sees me this way and acknowledges my womanhood is all I need to keep going. Plus, those checks you were getting from Budweiser wouldn't be too bad now, would they? Right? It's just amazing. It doesn't stop. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. As I always say, get involved, get engaged, truly be, part of the solution. You know, to show you the hypocrisy of the left, big time. Not a little bit here, a little bit there, but big time. It's easy. It's so easy, it's pathetic. You had a teachers union chief that kept talking about how, you got to trust the public schools, you got to do this, you got to do that. And she goes on CNN and ends up having to defend herself for sending her own son to a private school. When she was accused of hypocrisy, she kind of lost her eyeball there for a minute. So host Abby Phillip interviewed Chicago Teachers Union CTU President Stacey Davis, wanted her to address the widespread criticism she received for sending her son to a private school for sports. Now, Phillip asked Davis Gates if she could explain why she sent her son to the private school. Phillip said that, well, you've likened it to the past private schools and today, to quote, segregation academies of Jim Crow South. That's what this head of the teachers union called private schools. So why do you send your child to private school? She says, I didn't speak out against private schools. I spoke out against school choice. School choice is... And private schools are two different entities. Really? In what sense? I mean, what she's saying is that if I don't want my kid to go to the school in my neighborhood because it's a bad school, the kids aren't doing well there, I don't have a right to open my mouth. I need to keep my mouth shut. And that's dead wrong, and you know it. You guys know it's wrong. Let me see if I can play this. I should be able to play this. It's only a minute long. Okay, take a listen. Come on, you can do it again. Yeah, that would have been too easy, right? God bless America. All right, well, I guess that's not going to work for me. No, in all sincerity, you needed to hear her say it with her own words, because I got to tell you something. When these people say this stuff, you know, when they open their mouth and they really truly try to make a case for this, you have to laugh at them. Matter of fact, when somebody on the left makes a case for this stuff, just stop and laugh at them. And the only reason I say that is because, honestly, they believe themselves to be true. They believe themselves to be real. That's how ridiculous this can be, or gets. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Like I always say, get engaged, get involved. You know, be part of the solution. I want you to be part of the solution. I want you to be, I don't want you to be part of the problem, in essence. I don't know if you heard earlier, Steve Scalise, he dropped out of the speaker race. I don't know why. I don't know. I mean, he's a good guy, but he's got a lot of little issues, and not bad issues. Most of them are health issues. I feel bad for him. But can he do the work, right? Now, the House said the article reads that a House GOP pick for Speaker Steve Scalise announced Thursday he'll no longer seek the gavel as he confronts a likely insurmountable vote shortage. Now, because we don't have a majority, a true majority, he only can lose a couple of votes. He faced staunch resistance from multiple Republicans who vowed to support only his opponent, Jim Jordan, which I'm not so sure if that's, you know, let Jim do what Jim does well. Political further notice notes that Jordan is expected to make another run for the position. Now, earlier today, the Gateway Pundit reported that Scalise was expected to make his move. Now we wait to see what the GOP is going to do. I mean, they suck at this. They really do. We need a Nancy Pelosi. No, not theirs. We need our own. We need a Nancy Pelosi. Scalise says it's been quite a journey. There's still a long way to go. I just shared with my colleagues that I'm withdrawing my name as a candidate for Speaker. If you look at us over the last few weeks, if you look at where our conference is, there's still work to be done. Our conference still has to come together. It's just not there. And he's right. You know, there's a faction that wants to get back to good old real statesmanship type of politics. And others that kind of want to keep going in the direction we're going in. They think everything's fine. Yeah, Republicans. Show me senior host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. I'm just playing around. 855-GO-JOE, 855-732-5563. Just get involved. Enough of this, just get involved. That simple. Anyway, I was talking about Scalise and how he's pulled his name. And, it's sad. It is sad that our people do not know how to make this happen. Okay? I mean, in all sincerity, why can't the Republicans learn how to strategize like the Democrats do? Not to the negative, not to the evil, not to the bad. But be ready to go. You never know what's going to happen. And don't tell me they didn't have any clue of what was going to go down. Right, with Kevin McCarthy. Scalise says, I never came here for the title. I have some great titles. I'm the majority leader of the House. I love the job. I have other big challenges in my life. I've been tested in many ways. Really, but, perspective on life, really. The 2017 shooting when I didn't know if I was going to make it. You know? He says, I have absolutely all the right perspective, still have a deep, deep passion for making sure we get our country back on track. Well, then, I mean, he seems like a fighter. He seems like he has a clue. Something else is afoot. Okay? And you need to look he goes on to say, you need to look at the mirror, look at what we're doing, and we need to get moving forward. We need to get business rolling again. But it never should have stopped. These guys shouldn't be in this much of a fight. And if you thought for a minute, I mean, think about how few votes they needed to remove McCarthy because the Democrats were on board with it. Right? So even it wasn't a partisan line vote, so to speak. 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Right? I mean, it just keeps getting better. Israel has warned the UN to evacuate the Gaza Strip. They got 24 hours to get people out of there. They're going to level it. That simple. And Hamas now is putting out calls all over the internet to the Arabs and the Muslim nations to invade Israel on Friday. Confronted Israel soldiers all over the place. Flood the place and take them down. You know, I mean, I got to tell you something. This is going to be good. I'm just there. I'm there. Well, this is going to be good the way this flows. They're going to really see what Israel is made out of in these modern days. And I'm so glad. Let me see. Oh, you guys are great. MSNBC has lost 33% of their primetime audience during the coverage on the Middle East. The Jews will only take so much of you beating on them. Right? No, really. Only so much. At some point in time, they got frustrated to the point where they're like, all right, enough. We're done. Done with you. Done with the garbage that you spewing. Here we go. Oh, another Democrat. Finally fesses up to tell the truth on what's going on. The Democrat election clerk gave a bombshell testimony in court. She admitted that she has not been following the law when it comes to the mail-in ballots. That's right. For the first time on Thursday, a judge began examining evidence in a legal case to overturn the outcome of the Bridgeport mayoral primary in Connecticut. The investigative comes in the wake of a scandal that's rocked the state's largest city, where the surveillance footage captured a woman inserting multiple pieces of paper into an absentee ballot drop box. That was just 1 week before the mayor's election. Now, the mayoral candidate, John Gaines, his campaign released a damning video last month showing the evidence of an election fraud in a recent Bridgeport Democrat primary. The video had prompted an investigation. Why couldn't we have more of that? Would you love to see more of that at a federal level where you have, okay, not every video from 2,000 mules might have been real, but here's what I will tell you. The majority of those videos were government. They were government surveillance cameras. You know, people made fun of that movie. Why? No, I mean that in all sincerity. Why? It was government video. The video on the Gaines campaign Facebook page shows a woman dropping stacks of illegal ballots into an absentee ballot box. Now, in California, there's ballot harvesting. They have to be handled a certain way. So somebody could show up with a couple hundred ballots, you wouldn't know. That's how bad it is. California just banned manual counting of ballots. They have to go through the machine. They have to be written. They have to go through the machine properly. Period. The Gaines campaign was able to identify the woman in the footage as Wanda Getter Paddocky, the vice chairwoman of the Democratic town clerk. And don't wait. When these things happen, you got to be all over this stuff like white on rice. You know, the, let's see, state website, Gettman won the absentee vote tally 1,545 to 779. Well, Gaines led in the voting machines. You don't see, look, you don't see major sways. You get a clue as how the night's going to go when you look at the votes coming in. You do some exit polling. You see what the machines are tallying up as. So the Bridgeport Police now is taking it on. Now they're investigating. About time. It'd be nice if more DAs would take it on, don't you think? 855 Road Joe, 855-732-5563. Well, the new polls are out. Now, I realize polls are running a snapshot. I don't believe in polls. I really don't. Depends on who's manipulating them. New poll has got really good news for Trump and Trump supporters, actually. Right now, Trump is leading Joe Biden in key battleground states of Pennsylvania and Michigan. People become skeptical of polling, right? I mean, do you blame them? But when you consider that Trump carried these states in 2016, and somehow he lost them in 2020, which I don't believe for a second, it's got to hold some water here. So the new polls show that President Joe Biden losing to former President Donald Trump in these swing states. Trump is up 9 points over Biden in Pennsylvania. That's an Emerson College poll, well respected. In Michigan, he's up over 7 points. And I'm telling you, the more and more and more that comes in, the better it's going to get. The Pennsylvania data, you know, when you see CNN and some of these other places, even Fox, frankly, doing the man in the street interviews, I think they only put up the ones where Trump supporters are voting no. Republican Trump supporters won't vote for him. Some won't. I think that's the only ones they're showing us. When you look at these polls that are put out by several pollster companies, you find out that Trump is in the lead. He's going to do a lot better than they think. You know, in Michigan, Trump had 42% to Biden's 35%. Now, 20% of those asked said that they'll vote for someone else, and 3% declined to pick a candidate. Yeah, you're going to hear that. You're going to see that. But at some point in time, it's going to be so bad by then. Between this war and other things that are going on. See, Dems don't learn fast. If they try to do a lockdown again and they've got all this other stuff going on, America's going to look at it and go, no more. No more the masks, no more the shots, no more wars, nothing. Now, according to the RCP poll of Pennsylvania, Trump leads Slow Joe by 1.8 points. Right? Polling in the Keystone State began in, I think, for 2024 already. Trump has led in 6 polls, Biden in 5 with 1 tie. Now, the Emerson poll has been taken long-term, from August 9th all the way through October 4th. Key point that not once in the 2020 election did Trump lead Biden in the RCP poll of Pennsylvania. Not once. That's why I said I don't believe it. When you saw the lines of what it took to get into one of his rallies, when you saw truly what was going on with Trump team and the Trump team and the Trump campaign, it was all good. And he truly had them. No question about it. Anyway, always appreciate the time you guys spend with me. I appreciate the time you spend on the air, in the chat room, sending me emails or tweets, responding any which way you can. I always appreciate it. We are up on Facebook, but I only put it there for the diehards who won't leave Facebook. Otherwise, you can get the video, you can get the audio, you can get everything at JoeMessina.com. JoeMessina.com. God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the evening. Don't do anything stupid.